Crazy Porks who host this show. They give relationship advice that you ought to know. Your thirst for entertainment, they will quench. Cause Stephanie's a darling and Mike is a mensch. Pork therapy, advice this good is a rarity. It's cool, fun, and introspective. Relationship talk from a liberty perspective. Oh, and did I mention you can leave a message, you can voice a question, a joke, a comment, or something more at 419-PT-LOVE-4. Pork therapy, scatterly-dee-bop, shabba-dooey. You'll revel in hilarity. It's pork therapy.
Swing. Hello.
Hello.
What was that?
That was the swing intro to pork therapy.
Is that like a sexual thing or?
Probably. I got it from
Wayne's World. Right?
Excellent. Wayne's World. Party on.
Right.
Yes.
Okay.
Swing.
So.
But it's just funny. I don't mean it to be like anything sexual. Just funny.
Well, I think I'm confusing it with another sound effect.
No, that's what Wayne's World used it for, right?
That's
yeah,
what
when
I
they
thought.
See a hot babe, swing.
Right.
But I'm just doing it because it's funny. It reminds me of a funny movie.
Okay, so it's been 38 seconds, and we're already on a
and we're already talking about sex.
Yes.
All right.
We talk about sex.
Who are we?
We are Pork Therapy.
And what are we?
We are a podcast about voluntary relationships, right, Mike?
We are.
Yeah, and I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Mike.
And you can go to our website, porctherapy.com, to find out more about us and see all of our old episodes and find out how to email us or call us and all kinds of good stuff.
Here's something. See if you can, on our website, find out about the alpacas.
Alpacas? Wow.
They're on there.
I don't know if I know where they are.
You do. Let our listeners find out.
Okay, there's an Easter egg on there for you.
Kind of. A blatant Easter egg, but anyway.
Oh, now I know. Yeah. Yeah, it's good. If you can find it, it's very funny.
Okay, so what are we talking about today?
That's a great question. Well, we're talking about voluntary relationships,
yes.
As we always do.
Yeah.
And we, of course, are doing the show because we want people to be voluntarists and to be better communicators and to get along with one another and help create a better world, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
If everybody interacted voluntarily, there would be no coercion.
Yes.
Coercion's bad. Coercion means you force someone to do something.
Right.
That's bad.
And unfortunately, that's really rampant in society, and we do think that all human interactions should be voluntary, so
yes.
Yeah. So I guess that really plays a huge role in our thoughts on life and our philosophy and stuff. So,
yeah.
Yes, that's why it says relationship talk from a liberty perspective,
right,
at the top of our website.
Which you should check out, porktherapy.com.
Yes.
So now, or this episode, we're going to talk about how that relates to one aspect of internet communication, right?
Yes, yes.
And this is a voicemail, thank you, from Mandrick.
Yeah, we've been getting a lot more of them lately, I
Excellent.
Would have to say.
Thank you for them.
Yeah, and you can always call us 419-785-6834.
You memorized it, yay!
No, I was actually reading it off the screen. We normally give out our number 419-PT-LOVE-4. But it's actually 419-785-6834.
Right.
You know, the text number is more memorable, but at the same time, it's also harder to dial because, you know, who has one of those phones anymore with I don't know. I mean, they have them, but they're digitized now, and so it just kind of loses its whole antiquity. And
my cell phone has a rotary dial in it.
Oh, wow. That's amazing. That's like a relic. I remember those when I was a kid. It was fun to play with. I always hated when numbers had like twos in them because there weren't very many clicks. It wasn't as fun. But anyway, so we got this voicemail. We
yes.
definitely appreciate that. And of course, you're welcome to call us or email us. And Mandrick, the person who left this voicemail, is a friend of the show.
And a friend of mine.
And
a friend of yours.
And a friend of ours personally.
Yep.
And once you hear his awesome question, you should all go to his website, mandrick.com, mandrik.com, because he has some goodies, doesn't he?
Very good goodies. Every time I run into him, I hope to get some of his baklava, and for some reason he usually has it with him, so.
Yes, yes, he's always comes prepared with the baklava. But he even says in his voicemail, that he loves us like a fat kid loves baklava, which I thought was really funny. But he is a purveyor of baklava,
yes.
And it's civil disobedience never tasted this good, right?
Because, oh, that's a tagline.
Because I have heard some people use that as a tagline, but it's because he has this agorist business and he sells his baklava on the free market. So for more about that, go to his website and check it out, and you'll be rewarded with tasty goodies, and we will all be rewarded because you're engaging in a totally voluntary interaction, free from coercion and free from the government.
Free from the coercion, such as government stealing some of your money to Mandrake for in exchange for baklava and the
called
taxes.
To make him pay for a permit or a $20,000 range hood in his kitchen or something like that. Yeah.
So here is Mandrake's question.
Hello, Mike and Stephanie. This is Mandrake calling with a topic that has bothered me since shortly after I started using the internet, about 1994. Still bugs me today, and I've only ever brought this up with one other person, so your joint feedback would be great. The topic is initiating conversations in the online world. Now, I consider myself a very good reader of individuals when it comes to face-to-face. It's easy for me to tell when someone either wants to talk or just doesn't care about what you have to say. Using that information, I know if it's okay to initiate a conversation or just not bother. If I do initiate and the person is throwing signals out saying, leave me alone, I'll just wrap it up and walk it away. No problem. The problem I do have is I still try to take this mindset into the online world. So I'm looking for specific signals that simply aren't there online. Lack of emotion and body language makes it impossible for me to know if I'm bugging a person or not. This has caused some of my friendships to deteriorate simply because I feel like I'm being a pest. Had friendships die off because I got tired of always initiating conversations online. Felt like I was being a burden, but I never really knew for sure. And to bring it up and have the person say, oh, no, you're not bothering me, then it just feels like they're talking to me because I made them feel guilty. So what do you guys think about this? Am I overanalyzing this? Should I just bring it up with my friends if I feel it's going to be a problem? Is this something either of you two have experienced? Just let me know. Thanks, Mike and Stephanie. Love you guys like a fat kid loves baklava.
Just like a fat kid who likes baklava.
I love that question. And you know, one of the funniest and most ironic things about this question is that, so Google Voice, which hosts our phone number, tries to translate the voice message into text. And so we got this email with the text of this message, and oh my gosh, it was so funny because
some of the things that it
talks about politicians and Nixon.
It says,
and then it says, we're bringing sexy back. And
what? What did he actually say? I'm calling for a topic that's brought me.
Oh, he said he's calling about a topic that's bothered him probably since he started using the internet in 1994.
But it
translated as brought me politicians.
Right.
And
go ahead.
And then at the end of the at the end of the question, it says.
He says this one.
Yeah.
He says thanks, Mike and Stephanie, but it translated it as thanks, man, sexy.
Yeah. So Mandrake, instead of Mandrake, we're going to call you Man Sexy. So aside from those absurdities, we definitely do appreciate this question.
Yes.
Thank you so much for leaving us this voicemail. What do you think, Mike? Online communication? I can certainly relate to where he's coming from.
Definitely.
Because sometimes one of the biggest things that I worry about in my personal relationships is, does this person really want to be here? Does this person really want to be talking to me? You know? There's a lot of people in this, I guess, society or culture who, I guess, will hide their true intentions. Like, we talked about this a couple episodes ago, right?
Well, yes, but that's in the real world, not in the online world. Not that it's not real, it's just a different form of communication, right?
I think it does even tend to happen more in the online world.
Because I think that's ironic, or at least one aspect, and that is, if you're not sure if the other person wants to be there, I would think that in the online world, you could be more sure. Because if they didn't want to be there, they wouldn't be there reading your post or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Right? In the real world, you see someone in the store and you walk up to them, they can't not be there. But if you post on a blog or a forum thread or even chat them, you have no idea if they're at their computer. So they could just not be there, you know what I mean? Ignore it. Or they could not log on to read it. If they do log on, they want to be there. If they see it and don't want to participate in the conversation, they don't have to, and it was an easy decision.
I suppose I can see that. Okay, so what I see in a lot of relationships in this society is, for instance, like there'll be people who are dating, and one of them wants to break up, but doesn't want to say it because they're afraid of hurting the other person,
right,
quote-unquote.
Yes.
And they don't want to deal with the conflict of ending that relationship and just being honest and saying, hey, this isn't working out for me.
Right.
And even friendships. Like, we had this question on Pork Therapy a couple episodes ago about sympathy friends.
Oh, right.
It was like the person... It was like he didn't really want to be friends with these people too badly, but he kind of did it because he felt pity for them or bad for them. And so there's a lot of that kind of thing that goes on. And I think that there are definitely at least some people who would much prefer honesty and just to be told, hey, you know, I'm not really digging this conversation, or I'm not really digging hanging out with you. Like, you know, why pretend?
Yeah.
Why be phony?
Right. Absolutely.
But yet I see a lot of that in society. So I can understand where this caller's, I guess, questioning comes in about...
Hey, we don't have to be anonymous. It's Mandrick.
Yes, I'm sorry.
You can see where he's coming from, right?
I can empathize with Mandrick because I've had these doubts too. There's so much in society. There's so much of this people kind of pretending to like other people or want to talk to them when they really don't, that... It almost makes you question whether anyone is actually interested in being friends with you or talking to you.
Wow, that's harsh. I mean, it must be a harsh place to be in.
Yeah, I mean, he actually says in the question, like, in person, he's a really good judge of whether someone is into talking to him. Because, yes, I think that's absolutely right. You can look at things like, is the person looking directly at you, or are their eyes wandering around the room? If they're wandering, they're probably not that into the conversation. Is the person...
Are they texting while you're talking? Are they... are their arms crossed? Are they making eye contact or not?
Yeah. Are they asking you questions and repeating what you said?
Right.
Or are they... just saying, yep, and like, kind of looking over to the other side.
Body language, facial expressions can help.
Are they smiling when you say something funny or engaging? Yeah, I mean, there are all these signals that you can look at in person, but he's absolutely right that in the online world, which is based solely, unless you're video chatting or Skype chatting, which is based solely on text, it's very difficult to tell.
Yeah.
And if you IM a person and they don't answer the IM right away, well, does that mean they don't want to talk to you? Does that mean they're doing something else and they're busy and they didn't update their status on their IMer? Does that mean that they will respond, but a few minutes later?
All right, well, I got to comment on this.
They just got up to get a glass of water.
Because it could mean any of those.
Yes.
But if you don't know, don't assume.
Yes.
Not you, anyone.
Yes.
Because,
I agree.
You know, ask. It will just be better off. I'm losing my train of thought because that made me think of something else I want to say about this.
Oh, say the
about
other thing.
Chat, but I want to come back to that later. I hope I remember. It has to do with ending chat conversations.
Yeah.
But if you don't know what LOLZ means, you know, if they type something to you and you don't know what it means, then ask. Don't just pretend you know.
It means laughing out loud.
Or if you don't know, if you say, you know, if you ask a question and they don't get a response and then like 2 minutes later you type again and they're not there, don't assume that the house burned down and they have an emergency or that they hate you and they've and they've deleted you as a contact or a buddy or whatever.
Yeah.
Ask them. Find out. Say, are you okay? Or are you still there? Or, you know, maybe they had an internet flicker or maybe they had to go to the bathroom or who knows?
Yeah. I mean, they're actually... Good point, Mike, because there is a lot of potential for, I guess, technical issues that can disrupt conversations. And then, you know, just a couple days ago, I was working on an activism project with another liberty activist, and we were chatting about this project on Skype. And all of a sudden, my whole neighborhood lost internet. There was a storm in my neighborhood. No one's routers were working. Everything was out. So I couldn't get on the internet. All I had was my phone, and I didn't have Skype installed on my phone, so I couldn't use it to let this person know that I had gotten disconnected and that we could continue when I had internet back. So eventually, I emailed him from my phone, and I said, hey, I'm so sorry. My internet went out. I've been trying to fix it for the last few minutes, but it doesn't look like it's going to come back online tonight. Can we continue this tomorrow?
Right.
And he wrote back, replied right away and said, oh, I thought you had just gone to bed. And I thought that was funny because it was
right
like...
Right in the middle of a...
Yeah, we were in the middle of talking about something, and I would have thought it a little bit rude to...
Just disappear.
When the conversation was clearly still not resolved, to just disappear and to go to bed and not tell that person.
Right.
But for some people, that's normal online behavior. It's like if they want to stop what they're doing, they don't really bother to say, okay, we can continue this chat later or whatever. it's too formal for them or whatever to say that, and they just leave.
Well, it's
saying.
Interesting that you said normal online behavior. I think that's important, because what's considered normal in online communication is not, and I don't mean
yeah,
that as a joke or something.
Yeah, walk away in the middle of a conversation.
Well, actually, when you've in person talked to anyone, not the computer, in person, have you ever multitasked while talking?
Sometimes, but rarely.
Well, I should have said that differently. Not just multitask, because of course, while talking to someone, you could be shopping or you could be doing. Well, I should have said, have you ever had in person conversations with two or more people at the same time?
And two totally separate conversations.
Right, totally separate.
No.
They're not talking to each other and don't even know the other's in the room.
Yeah, never happened.
And that is incredibly common on the internet.
Yes.
Multi-conversation tasking, I guess that would be called. So,
yeah,
so what's normal in internet, what would that be?
Etiquette
or culture.
Culture, yes.
is not necessarily normal in non-internet. So another possible reason for a conversation to die out or whatever might be they're multitasking and they're just not back on your window yet.
Yeah.
And that's not necessarily rude, could be, but it's just another possibility you don't know about yet until you ask them.
Yes, and that's the key point I think that both of us are getting at, Mike and I, is that I don't think Mandrick says in his question that he feels kind of awkward about asking whether it's like a good time to talk or something like that, and so he usually didn't ask, but that he's actually had friendships kind of go by the wayside because of this phenomenon, people not being responsive on chats or online or emails or whatever, and I think that there's nothing wrong with asking, like opening an IM with, hey, I want to talk to you about this. Do you have a few minutes? Or sometimes people IM each other to talk about specific things. Mm-hmm. And if I'm doing something like that, I always do that. I always open the IM with, hey, do you have like 5 minutes to chat about this flyer or whatever? But if I'm just chatting someone to say hi, which I'm pretty busy, so that's a little bit rare for me. I usually chat for a specific purpose, But I do enjoy chatting online, so sometimes I want to just chat. I'll usually open it with a joke or something like, hey, I just wanted to say hi. Can you talk right now? Or something like that. Another thing about my online style of chatting, I guess, is that, and this has even increased since I learned about nonviolent communication and the idea that you shouldn't take anything personally.
You're right.
And you even said this, too, at the beginning of the question, Mike. Don't take it personally if the person doesn't respond. There could be a zillion reasons why they're not responding. And it's unlikely that it's because they don't like you or they're mad at you or they are bored by you or anything like that. And if they are, you know, they should tell you. But it's much more likely that the person is just distracted or not at the computer and they forgot to update their status. Or the person is, you know, multitasking or is getting IM'd by several different people at once or has a technical problem and has gone offline, but it doesn't show that they're offline and you think they're on and you're still, you know,
some chat programs suck at updating it.
Yeah.
Or some of them say, this person's typing when they're not. And you think, well, what the hell? Are they writing a novel?
For 10 minutes.
I've been waiting for you to say something. And you're like, I wasn't saying anything.
You know, I pretty much refuse to chat on Facebook chat.
Good
because
call.
I mean, Facebook sucks
Episode
anyway.
Episode 7. Look it up, people.
Oh, God. Yeah, we ranted about Facebook way back in the day, even before it sucked as bad as it sucks now. But yeah, I mean, I call it Failbook chat because every single time I've tried to have an important conversation on Facebook chat, it has failed. And so usually when someone chats me on Facebook or, I mean, it's good because I don't have everyone as an instant messenger contact who is on my Facebook, and sometimes I need to talk to people who I don't have on my normal chat clients, like Skype, Google Chat, or whatever. But at the same time, Facebook chat is very buggy and technically horrible. And so usually if someone is chatting me on Facebook, I'll say, hey,
let's
do you use Skype?
Yeah.
Can we move this to Google Chat or something like that? Something more reliable.
However, not however, but to go back to something we've both been saying, if you don't know, ask before assuming.
Yes.
Now the however. However, if you ask, be prepared to accept the answer. And I don't think Mandrick is doing that because he says, because I got...
He's not talking about furniture, although the translation of his message says he is. We're just looking at Google Voice.
I'm trying to remember a part of his question by reading the interpretation by Google Voice, and it's hard to do.
Okay.
But he basically said something to the effect of, I ask, and sometimes they say, no, it's no bother talking to you. And then he feels like they're talking to him just because they feel guilty. He's asking, which is great, but not accepting the answer, which is, what's the point? Which is not helpful.
Yeah, yeah. See, it sounds to me like when Mandrake says, oh, you know, sometimes they say that they do want to chat, but then they don't really seem that responsive.
Right.
It just seems to me like what he's saying is that he wants a certain level of reciprocity from his chat partners, and he's not getting what he wants. And that sucks. I mean, that's too bad, Mandrake. So
it may not be reciprocity. I see what you're saying.
Or responsiveness.
It may be, but it may not be.
Attention.
May be, right. It could be any one of those things that he's not used to in an in-person conversation.
Yeah.
I mean, sorry, that he is used to in an in-person conversation that he's not getting on the online.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So, I mean, maybe, Mandrake, I know, online chats and stuff are a great way to stay in touch, especially if people are far away or you can't, you know, talk on the phone with everybody at once or something like that.
Right.
But maybe a different modality of communication would meet your needs better, you know, like
even
talking on the phone or video chatting.
I was going to say, even video chatting is better because you see facial gestures and you get intonation.
Yeah.
And you get some body language because you usually have a torso, a bust. But,
a bust.
And, well, whatever. Hopefully you get a bust.
Chat or bust, yeah.
And it's still relatively computer-related. I mean, if you're talking about an instant message chat, it's barely different. You could even be using the same app, Skype, for example. Mm-hmm. But if you're talking about emails or a forum thread, it is slightly different.
Yeah.
But video chat gives you much more to work with.
Yep. And I think, like
Stephanie said, sorry I interrupted you. She said, you could be in a chat or a forum and say, hey, let's go to Skype.
Yeah.
And then switch it over to the better format.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I see the utility. I definitely see the utility of instant messengers because on one hand, like, they're very easy to use and to chat with multiple people at once or to multitask, you know, work on other things or even have an in-person conversation concurrently with an online one.
I've had that before. Yeah.
And in that sense, they're very useful for getting things done. However, I mean, it's almost like it makes me think of polyamory, right? Like love
poly conversation-y?
Yeah.
Poly talkie?
Yeah. There's like a cliche that some people say, love is infinite, but time is finite, right? The amount of people that I would want to chat with, my friends, people I enjoy chatting with, is infinite for sure. But of course, my time and attention and how fast I can actually physically type are finite.
Right.
And so every additional thing that I'm doing at the same time that I'm chatting with Mandrake or every additional other person I'm chatting with at the same time as Mandrake is going to affect the quality of my conversation with Mandrake.
Right.
Right? And so there's always going to be a trade-off there. And yeah, to a certain extent, maybe the amount that people are willing to trade off when they're chatting with
one person
is reflective of how much they enjoy chatting with that person. Or that particular chat on that day. You know,
or that topic, right. Who knows?
Yeah. But, I mean, there's really, I hate to say this, but you kind of have to let it go and be zen about it because there's really no way to always know. The only thing that you can do, I think, the thing that you can do is ask and not feel bad about asking and to, I guess, create an environment when you ask that just says, like, it lets them know that it's okay to say that they don't have time to chat right now or that it's not a good time.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Like ask in such a way where it is okay if they say no.
And keep in mind, Mandrake or whomever, that if you were talking to someone in person, you might be able to create that atmosphere with a welcoming, open gesture and intonation, and you can't do that on the internet. You have to be very, not verbose, but you have to be very clear. You have to say it in text because there's no other media going on. So you might have to say something like, hey, it's okay if you're busy, but are you? And should we continue this conversation later? You can't just let them assume that you're asking for a certain reason, just like you can't assume they're gone for a certain reason.
Yeah. Another thing that I see that Mandrake like doesn't want to go where he's not wanted. And I really relate to that because if I'm interested in someone or if I'm interested in just having a conversation with someone, I want them to be into it too.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I try to give that and I also expect that from a chat partner or whatever.
Chat partner.
I mean, because it could be anyone. It could be a friend or a business or a roommate. Anyone. Who, it doesn't even matter. But what I'm saying is that I think Mandrake wants reciprocity in his chatting, and so do I. I relate to that. But what was I going to say about this? I think it's okay to convey that fact as well. To convey the fact that,
they're not responding enough for...
Well, I would, yes. I mean, to basically say that, but word it differently, I think it's okay to sometimes say something, like maybe when you see the person in person, or if you only chat with them infrequently, you can say it once, and just say, I always, hey, I love to chat with you, but I always prefer it when we're both kind of focusing on the chat so that we can get the most out of it or something like that. Or I prefer, I want to make sure that I'm not adding to your stress or your list of tasks. If you're doing something else, we can always chat later.
Right.
And if Mandrake, if you're chatting with someone and you can see that they're not responding as quickly as you'd like and you're feeling a little bit bummed out about that, I think it's totally okay to just say to them something like, I can see that you're busy. Why don't we chat later?
Yeah.
And I think if you do that enough and the person never wants to chat later or,
then that's as good a communication as you're going to get from them that they don't want to chat.
You've done what you can do.
I want to comment on what you said just prior to that, especially to Mandrake because of what he said in his question.
Yeah.
You've got to accept their answer.
Yeah.
So if you say in a very NVC way or whatever, that you would like more response or more focus on the conversation or whatever, and they say yes or no, they say an answer that is not exactly what you'd prefer, you've got to accept that because accept it as what they actually mean.
Mm-hmm.
Because if they're being, I can't think of words tonight, when they're insincere, if they're being insincere, how can you tell?
Mm-hmm.
You cannot tell. You have to take them at their word and go from it.
Yeah.
And if it turns out that they're insincere, the conversation will falter because of it, and it may happen a few times, and then you'll know, you've not told me what you've really meant these last few times, so what are we going to do about that? Or, you can act on it. But if you say, hey, I'd like us to focus more on this conversation because it gets distracting when we're both multitasking or something like that.
Yeah.
And
I want to connect with you. I enjoy it.
Yeah, whatever it is that you say, and they give a response, and then you don't accept it or trust it, that's telling outside of the conversation. That's telling person to person, right? That's saying you don't trust what they're saying to you.
Mm-hmm.
Why would they want to have that conversation? Right?
Mm. Yeah. Like, yeah.
Yeah. I didn't say that very well. I guess the short of it is you really have to accept what people tell you if you ask them. Otherwise, why are you asking them?
Yeah. Yeah, that's why I was thinking that when Mandrake said what he said about sometimes I feel like they're just talking to me because they're guilty.
Right.
They're feeling guilty and not because they really want to.
Right.
That's why I was thinking that statement that Mandrake said was more of an expression of what he wants to get out of a chat, which is connection, reciprocity, responsiveness, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, we hear that. And so, hopefully the people who you chat with do too.
Right. If you tell them.
Yeah.
So I don't think you're overanalyzing it.
I
do think you should bring it up with your friends who you chat with.
Yeah.
What
is that song? Everybody Wants to Be Wanted, or I Want You to Want Me.
Cheap Trick.
It made me think of that.
I chat for you to chat me.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, Mike, you said something earlier in the show, just before we wrap up.
Oh, yeah.
About ending chat conversations.
Yeah,
what were you going to say about that?
This is a phenomenon that I do or happens with me, and I don't know why or if it's good or bad. So sometimes with text chats, live chats, but on text only, at some point our responses become more and more separated in time. Like instead of type, 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 click, type, type, type in response, click, type, 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 click, it maybe splits to 30 seconds, then a couple minutes in between. And then without a goodbye, without a farewell, without a closure, just ends. And then, seriously, for the night, for until the next chat a week later or something.
This has happened to us before, Mike.
Yeah, it happens to me in lots of chats. And is it normal? Is that internet normal, quote, in quotes?
I don't know. It's hard to say what's normal.
Right.
Because I don't really know what's normal for other people. But for me, some conversations drop off like that.
Yeah.
And some conversations will be going and then they drop off a little bit and then they come back full steam. You know, it's it's like it depends on the person.
But if we compare internet, well, let's say text chatting, live text chatting with a real in-person conversation, that never happens in person where you say, hey, so I went to the restaurant last night. Oh, really? Which restaurant? Well, it was the French one. Oh, was it any good? And then that's the end of the conversation. That never happened.
Yeah, it's very different.
So it's very odd to me, but every time, or that's the wrong way to say it. It's happened to me many, many times, and no one's ever commented on it on either side. Mm. So I don't know what that means. maybe it's just that we are multitasking or something, and you know, this particular conversation stopped receiving so much of our focus, and then at some point, we were focusing so little on it and hence spent so much time away from it that by the time we went back, we thought, well, 10 minutes have passed. He's not, why answer now?
Yeah.
And then the other person thought the same because they didn't get a response. I don't know. I don't know what it is, but it seems really common to me.
Yeah. I don't know. That's pretty interesting and funny. It's a funny observation. I don't know. You know, the world of online communication is full of its own nuances and etiquette and all that stuff. You know, another thing that, I'm not sure if this is directly relevant to the question, but another thing that a rule that I always apply to my own communications is that some people in particular, the only way they respond is if you send them something short.
Interesting.
Like, the longer you write to them, the less likely they are to respond. And it's ironic and frustrating, too, because sometimes you can pour your heart out and you're really unlikely to get a response. But if you send them a one-liner, they're like, yes or no or whatever.
Or the reverse can be true. Like, you send them a slew of questions about something or you want to know about something, you're talking about something, and they send back three words.
Yeah.
And it's like, could you be a little more clear? I put a lot of effort in talking to you, and that's all you're giving to me?
That has happened before,
And then you didn't even capitalize. You couldn't hold a shift key down? No, I'm kidding.
Get your shift together.
Oh, nice.
Well, yeah, and I mean, it's so funny because I think people have their own styles of email and email etiquette and that kind of thing. That has happened to me where I've written a book to someone and they write three words back. But at the same time, you don't owe anyone an email.
Nope.
And nobody owes you an email.
Nope.
It's a voluntary thing.
Yeah. In fact, that particular phenomenon could happen in face-to-face conversation.
Absolutely.
Where you talk and talk and talk, and then they say, I agree.
Yeah. Or they say, I'm going away now. Yeah. I gotta go.
Right.
I gotta leave. Yeah. It's true. Nobody owes you emails. Nobody owes you text messages or chats or anything like that. And that's the thing. You gotta persuade them to want to respond. And I think Mandrake knows this, and everybody probably knows this to a certain extent, but this is where this whole topic ties back to liberty and voluntary relationships and all that, because these things are not forced. Nobody owes you anything. It's like, if you're in a chat with someone, that's a type of relationship, and you're both chatting because you want to be there, and so it kind of falls on you to make yourself someone
who they want to be chatting with.
Yeah, exactly. And likewise, if the chat partner does something that you don't enjoy, you have no obligation to continue chatting with them.
Yep. Hell, you don't have an obligation to finish the conversation and say, I'm going away.
Yeah.
You could just close it and go away, but you know, there are perhaps better ways to end communication sessions.
Yeah, I think it always helps to be clear. So, anyway, Mandrake, thanks for the question.
Definitely.
We love you like a fat kid loves baklava, too, by the way.
I love your baklava like a fat kid loves baklava. Oh, wait. I'm a fat kid.
I don't know about the kid part.
Oh, salam!
Just kidding, Mike. Well, I have to say, I feel a little bit, hypocritical about endorsing baklava because I eat a low-carbohydrate diet. I have never had a piece of Mandrake's baklava.
I am not hypocritical about it. I love his baklava. I have personally sold it at a Freaking Fest a couple Freaking Fests ago, and I ate some of it at Pork Fest last year, and he visited Grafton a month ago or something, and his baklava is so good.
Well, I'm sure
he's made other
really
food that's good too. I've had his gyros, but I love his baklava.
That's I have eaten Mandrake's meat and it was delicious.
Holy moly.
You know, it was so good. Okay, he made gyros one time at a party that I was at. I bought one, I ate it. It was so good. I had to have more. So I bought another one, and this time he put bacon in it. Oh, I was in heaven. It was so good. So yes, I do recommend.
And that's the low carb version.
That is, yeah, that's without the pita. So just clearing things up. So I have to say, anything, any kind of food or anything that you could have the opportunity to buy from Mandrake is beyond worth it. You will be amazed and impressed and tantalized and awesomed out.
Awesomed out. Thanks for the question, Mandrake. Thanks
yes,
for listening.
Thank you very much. And if you want to ask us your relationship questions, you can email us questions@porktherapy.com.
Or you can call us at area code 419-PT-LOVE-4, which is 419-785-6834.
Indeed. And thank you so much for listening to the show.
Yeah. Please check out our website and do click on all kinds of things there.
And share us with your friends.
Yeah.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Send us money.
That's right, all of it.
Yeah, and you can do all that
multitask
from our website. Yeah, while you're chatting with someone else. Just not Mandrake. Give him your full attention.
Bye.
Oh, we'll see you next time.
They're two crazy porks who host this show. They give relationship advice that you ought to know. Your thirst for entertainment, they will quench, because Stephanie's a darling and Mike is a mensch. Pork therapy. This good is a rarity. It's cool, fun, and introspective. Relationship talk from a liberty perspective. Oh, and did I mention you can leave a message, you can voice a question, a joke, a comment, or something more at 419-PT-LOVE-4.